to the basket, draws contact. He'll get the hoop at arm. Terry attacks off the dribble. His shot good in paint.
The stage is set. The players are ready. The fans have filled the stands. It's time to play some basketball. Today's game on WAXI is presented by
Ron Construction, Andrews Heating and Cooling, Park County REMC, Jackson Family of Dealerships, Future X Industries, Overpeck Gas, Rockville and Clinton IGA Stores, Clark Chevrolet, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, BJ's Electronics, Dale Warnick Chevrolet, Ryan Luce State Farm Insurance, Valley Pro Construction, WTHI TV 10, Diverter Funeral Home, and Wallace Law Offices.
Welcome back, basketball fans. Sectional 53 championship basketball from North Vermilion tonight. Winner will advance to regional play next Saturday at Tipton High School. Steven, I believe you have the starting lineups.
All right, we do have starting lineups. First of all, for Attica, they will be the visitors on the scoreboard tonight. They will begin with a sophomore, number 3, Charlie Moore. They'll have a freshman in CeCe Rice, junior Keela Howard, and then a pair of seniors in Carissa Plumer and Naomi McDaniel. For the Falcons, they will once again start freshman Ava Martin, sophomore Mackenzie Crowder, junior Riley Dowers, and two seniors as well. And they're starting a lineup in Kari Balding and Sierra Chevron.
We've got a nice crowd tonight. Looking on the other side, a sea of blue. Lady Falcons and the Falcon community well represented tonight. Behind us, of course, we have Red supporting the Attica Lady Red Ramblers.
And as is usually the case on a championship night, see several other players, other schools represented in the stands as well. And that's one thing. I mean, they are opponents, of course, and maybe you were defeated earlier on in the week, but at the same time, you have a lot of friends out there as well. So
absolutely.
It is interesting to see how they do, and good to see them here supporting the Falcons tonight.
Well, it will be McDaniel and Martin. Get things started. Tip app actually controlled by McDaniel, but Chevron comes up with the tip. Now here's a 3-2 zone. Coach Weber can take a look at this 3-2 zone maybe and learn something.
Just had that conversation before,
didn't we? Pre-game talk between the three of us. Falcons with the basketball. Comes near side to Balding. She sends it out front to Dowers. Her pass tipped. Picked up by Crowder. And she's fouled from behind. Foul will be on Moore. Her first on the team.
Well, this 3-2 zone with the lineup Attica has is perfect. You got your guards up top, and Plumer and McDaniel both at 6-1 down low. Certainly enough to protect that rim.
Well, they protect that back end with a pair of six-footers or six-foot-plus. Not only are they six-foot, they're long. Make it very difficult for you in the paint. Falcons continue to have the basketball. We played almost a minute here in the opening quarter. We've had no shots. Now the Falcons get inside the defense. Pass deflected, picked up by Chevron. And now it's going to be a turnover as Rice got a hand on the ball. It goes off a Falcon player. First possession for Attica.
Yeah, ball kind of got stuck on that right side. Didn't see a whole lot coming here near side, but credit Attica. Defense had the Falcons stymied early.
Had a lot of strategy defensively by both of these teams. Moore called for the travel. She works inside the defense. It's a box and one for the Falcons. As the one player they're guarding is McDaniel. And not surprised that we see his zone. Chevron with the three in the corner. It won't go. Ball loose. Good hustle on the baseline by Howard as the ball saved inbounds. We're going to have a substitution. It'll be Norris in the ball game for Chevron. Not sure if she maybe stepped on somebody's foot or, yeah, or bumped the knee or something, but yeah, hopefully it's a quick recovery.
Moore closed out, and foot came down on top of hers and rolled it a little bit.
Moore's pass knocked out of bounds by Dowers. It'll remain Attica basketball. I'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore, your hometown proud IJ stores in Rockville and Clinton, and WTHI-TV. Depend on News 10, WTHI. Coverage you can count on. Ball at the high post to Plumer. Plumer shot on the way, won't go. McDaniels with the offensive rebound. Sends it back to Plumer. Plumer with another shot, it won't go. Good block out by Martin. Ava gets the rebound, gives it up to Balding. Now, it's one of the things that I jotted down, Stephen. Success tonight for the Falcons is going to really be dependent on their work on the boards, especially on the offensive end. You're going to have to be strong, keep McDaniels and Plumer off the boards. And it's Mackenzie Crowder that hits the first field goal of the ball game. It's a three-pointer. Falcons lead 3-0. Ball in the paint. Nice drop-off pass from Plumer to Howard. Howard's shot won't go. Picked up by Crowder. Crowder works it up the far side. Good decision. Numbers aren't there. Dowers on the drive. She's fouled on the shot by Rice. That'll send Riley to the free throw line.
We'll see. It's just enough of a gap to penetrate, draw the foul. One area that you and I talked about a little bit in the pregame as well. North Vermillion's going to have to shoot better than they did last night. Just one of 17 from distance. Crowder takes care of that early with that first three.
And I think a shot early means a lot, Stephen.
Absolutely.
It kind of takes the pressure off, puts you in the lead, relaxes you a little bit. Riley connects both free throws. Falcons with a quick 5-0 lead. We played 3 minutes in our opening quarter. It's Balding drawing the assignment of McDaniel. Three-point field goal by Moore won't go, but an offensive rebound. Two attempts by Rice. She can't get either one to go. Picked up by the Falcons. Up the floor, Crowder from 15. Her shot rattles in. Falcons lead 7-0. It's a quick timeout by Attica. It's a Valley Pro Construction timeout. A 60-second timeout. We'll take one as well. We'll be right back. Falcons lead 7-0 at North Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
Good luck to all the teams in the IHSAA tournament games from Ames Title and Closings, performing equity and title searches for both loan holders and owners and insured closings. In the ever-increasing busy lives of people today, Ames Title and Closings want to offer the opportunity to close a loan at your convenience. With offices in Brazil, Terre Haute, and Rockville, closing your loan anytime, anywhere. Doing after-hours and mobile closings at no extra charge. Ames Title and Closings, wherever you need them.
The Hawkins family and Hawkins Car Wash are proud to support local high school sports. Young athletes learn life lessons as they work with team members to achieve individual and team goals. Doubt is washed away as they polish their abilities and grow to achieve success. Here's to another great season of local high school sports. From Joe and Kathy Hawkins at Hawkins Car Wash behind Fifth Third Bank in Rockville.
Welcome back to North Vermillion. Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. 4 minutes and 40 seconds to go in our opening quarter. Slow start offensively, but Falcons have caught fire. They've scored seven straight. It's now Plumer off a screen. Her shot short. Rebound Norris. Norris gives it up to Balding. Good news. Sierra sitting in the middle of the coaches, I think, anticipating an opportunity to get back in the ball game. Balding with the runner is good. She split the defense. She gets her first basket of the ball game. Attic in the front court. Plumer with the basketball to McDaniels. Back to Plumer. Plumer with the shot. She connects. That's a lead to 7 at 9-2. I'd like to thank Del Warnock Chevrolet in Rockville. and Fountain Trust Company, 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center in the Rockville IGA.
I think they're in a 2-3 zone now, Jim. Morphed out of the 3-2.
Ball comes near side to Balding. Bounce pass kicked by Rice. Going to have three substitutions in the ball game for Attica. Maggie Marshall, Tatum Nunley, and Sadie Swift. Would it surprise you if I said Plumer and McDaniel, the two that stayed in the game?
Absolutely not. Kind of anticipated when I saw three people coming to the bench that those two were going to stay on the floor.
Ball in a post to Martin. Ava's shot won't go. Rebound on the weak side to Attica. McDaniel on the move. She can handle the ball, folks. She pulls up from 10. Her jumper good. Four straight by Attica. Cuts the lead to 5 at 9-4. Falcons in no hurry. They'll get in her half-court set. Dowers at the free throw line. Kicks it to Crowder. Crowder circles back, gives it up to Dowers. Riley on the baseline with a jumper. It won't go. She's fouled by Plumer. That'll send Riley back to the free throw line. She was 2 for 2 in her first trip. I'd like to thank Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton and Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton. Make it 3 for 3 for Riley. Also like to thank Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville.
A very good use of the ball fake by Riley. Got the defender in the air. One dribble gets around. Attica has to foul from behind. Converts the second free throw.
Lead back to 7, 11-4. 2:45 to go in our opening quarter. I think this is actually like a diamond in one, probably more so than a box. Crowder knocks the ball away. Nobody will catch her. She lays it up. It's good. McKenzie was 7 in the opening quarter. Falcons back to the 9-point lead, their largest of the ball game. Plumer in between the circles. Gets it back. Step back. Looks for 3. Shot inside. Put up by Swift. It won't go. Rebound Falcons. Dowers kicks to Norris. Norris jumper good. Falcons hitting on all cylinders right now after a slow start. They don't score the first two and a half minutes of the quarter, Stephen, but they've caught fire. They lead 15-4. Plumer for 3. It's an air ball. As Nunley tries to save it inbounds, she has a foot on the line. It'll be Falcon basketball.
Jade Norris in that mid-range jumper has certainly been working all week long. Probably been the most effective form of offense we've seen from her this week. It's nice when you have that consistently, know somebody can knock it down from about 15 feet. And great vision, too, from Dowers to be able to see her on the weak side.
And you could see her court vision is excellent. She had things planned for from about the time she hit half court. She realized that she had somebody trailing on the backside. Drew the double team, gave it up. Norris connected on the jumper. Balding penetrates, kicks to Crowder. McKenzie shot short. Rebound Plumer. Plumer works it up the near side. Foul in the backcourt on Norris. Maybe not a bad foul, the first on Jade. Foul's going to force Attica to take the ball out of bounds, Steven. Otherwise, the ball would have been in the hands of McDaniels on the baseline. Most likely would have at least got a shot off. It's Moore on the point. Kicks it on the backside to Rice. Over the top, back to Moore at the free throw line. Crowder's going to pick up the foul. Got out of position. She was on the high side of Plumer. I think if you're going to defend that area, you've got to be underneath. McDaniel's going to take a break at the 1 minute mark. I think you need to recognize that offensively. Without her on the floor, that opens up that post a little bit. And it's going to be Howard on the travel. gone under the minute mark here in quarter one. I'd like to thank Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. Todd DeVerta, DeVerta Funeral Home in Cayuga, and the Walsh Law Offices in Covington and Clinton. Nice drive and dish by Balding. The recipient of the pass is Norris. Jay's fouled on the shot. She'll head to the free throw line for two attempts.
Foul's called on Howard. Just going to be her first. We've seen that the top of the zone be a little porous here in this early going. But North Vermillion's ball handler is so good being able to use the dribble to get inside.
Norris connects on the first free throw. Second on the way. It's off the mark. Steinbrenner into the ball game. Bloomer up the floor. Gives it up to Moore. Moore with a deep three. Connects on the shot. Cuts the lead to nine at 16-7. Now a much-needed perimeter shot to go down for Attica. Back down to 20. It appears the Falcons will hold for the last shot of the quarter. Balding with the basketball out front. Crossover dribble. Gets inside the defense. Gives it up to Dowers. Dowers on the drive. Her runner on the way. Off the heel of the rim. Picked up by Steinbrenner. Her put back good. We played one. It's all Falcons. They lead by 11, 18-7. Stay tuned for second quarter action. We'll be right back on 104.9 WAXI.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard. With nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Hi, this is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, we are proud of our local park and Vermillion County schools. Sponsoring high school sports and local radio is just one way for Jackson Family to give back and say thanks to those who have supported this local dealership for over 85 years now. Play your hardest and you will always be a winner. Jackson Family of Dealerships, 765-832-2411 or jacksoncars.com.
Welcome back to Sectional 53 Championship from North Vermillion. Falcons lead 18-7 after one. Steven, a quick glance down at the statistics that were handed to us. It's clear that field goal percentage extremely high right now for the Falcons, 6 of 10 in the opening quarter, and 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Attica yet to get to the free throw line.
Jim, I think it's safe to say we've worked together quite a bit, and we think similarly because I circled the exact same thing. So I have nothing to add to what you've just said.
Well, I'm not surprised. We do think quite a bit alike. Shot good on the baseline by Rice. Cuts a lead to 9 at 18-9. Attic in the 2-3 zone. You know, and you have to think at some point, will Coach Switzer choose to take the air out of the basketball a little bit?
There's absolutely no reason to force the issue here. You have the lead. Make sure it's a good shot. A few ball reversals.
Balding for three. It won't go. McDaniel with the rebound. Covers a lot of area in a short period of time, Stephen. Handling the basketball. Gives it up on the baseline to Moore. Gets around the defense. Her shot good. Two straight by Attica to open the quarters. Cut the lead to 7 at 18-11. And one thing we've seen against this 2-3 zone in particular, no problem for the Falcons to dribble, penetrate inside of that zone. Steinbrenner's shot on the baseline won't go. Rebound Attica. Shot put up by Swift, no good. Rebound Crowder. McKenzie gives it up to Balding. Kyrie rocks it into the front court. Good news. Sierra Chevron sits at the scorer's bench. She'll head back into the ball game, as will Ava Martin at the first dead ball situation. Falcons will back the ball out near the 10-second line. Pass over the top. Dowers for three. Riley shot no good. Norris with an offensive rebound. Gives it up to Balding. Out front, Crowder on the baseline. Steinbrenner, I believe it went off her hands. No, they're going to say last touched by Attica. So it will be Falcon basketball. Once again, good production off the bench for Coach Switzer. Ball comes into Balding. Works with the left hand, near side to Crowder. McKenzie backs the ball in between the circles on the far side, Dowers. Back to Crowder. Now the ball is reversed to Balding. Falcons a patient possession. Balding on the baseline to Sierra. Coach Switzer calls for a new offensive set. Falcons looking for their first points here in the quarter. It's going to be an illegal screen on Martin. Now, Attica's had a nice start to the second quarter. They've scored the only 4 points. They trailed by 11. It's currently 7. Bloomer returns to the Attica lineup. She has the basketball. Her pass picked off by Crowder. Wasn't much doubt about it. She was going to McDaniel. Chevrant buries a three over the top of McDaniel.
I think they called it a two.
Oh, okay. Now they've got three on the board. But they're showing two down here. There we go. It is a two. 9-point lead, 20-11. Pass going to go off the hands of Rice, out of bounds. It'll be Falcon basketball.
Well, defensively, Falcons being very aggressive up top. Not afraid to jump in passing lanes. They're denying Namely McDaniel the ball with the understanding they're trying to get it to her. So taking some chances, a little anticipation. And you're going to be okay if somebody else is going to beat you in this ballgame other than number 21 for Attica.
Absolutely. I'd like to thank Overpeck Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and in Covington, and Ryan Luce, your local State Farm Insurance in Clinton. Chevron works the baseline. Her jumper comes up short. Dowers with the rebound. Put back won't go, but she's fouled on the shot. That'll send Riley back to the free throw line. She's been very good at the charity stripe, 4-for-4 in the opening half. This one's off the heel of the rim. I'd like to thank BJ Electronics, your Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, internet and phone in the Bloomingdale, Rockville, Nacoma areas, Future Exit Industries in Bloomingdale and at Terre Haute, and Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga. 1 out of 2 at the line for Dowers. Lead back to double digits. It's at 10, 21-11. Rice fires a three off the heel of the rim. Gets her rebound. Her put back from 15 is good. I think you got what you wanted the first time, but you got to block out. But I think blocking out is a little bit harder, Stephen, when you're playing the type of defense the Falcons are. Crowder's pass inside, picked off by McDaniels. McDaniels in the open floor, has the ball stripped, picked up by Dowers. Up the floor, her shot comes up short. Chevrant with the rebound to Crowder. McKenzie's shot on the way, it won't go. Dowers with the rebound, her shot blocked by McDaniel. And her pass out, deflected, picked up by Attica, but she then steals the ball right back, and on McDaniel, that's going to be foul number two. Now, was I premature with the second foul, Steven, or is it just one?
I just had her for
okay.
One. But
if you have one, I'm going with that.
I also have 4 team fouls, and there's – or 5 team fouls, and there's 6, so I missed one somewhere.
Yeah, well, Plumer I know has one. I may have been thinking that that was 2. Balding fires a 3. It's short. McDaniels with the rebound. Does a nice job of handling the ball for a 6-1 player. Cross-court pass. Plumer's shot won't go. Rebound Martin. Martin gives it up to Dowers. Would like to thank Kathy Preston, State Farm Insurance in Rockville, here to help. And Edward Jones, financial consultant, Greg Harbison in Clinton. Balding with the crossover dribble. Gets inside the defense. Chevron in the corner. She rattles another three. Ball home. Going to be another Attica timeout. It's a Valley Pro Construction timeout. It's just a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. Falcons by 11, 24-13 on 104.9 at WAXI.
He shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969. Futurex Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. Futurex is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from Futurex Industries.
Welcome back as we get set to resume live action. It will be Attica basketball. 11-point advantage for the Falcons, 24-13. 2:20 to go here in our opening half. Bloomer brings it near side to Moore. In the paint to McDaniels. She draws a triple team. She finds Swift on the backside for the easy basket.
Well, that's a good answer. Good execution from Attica out of the timeout. But they really got to get things figured out down here on the rebounding side of things. They have the size advantage down low, but the Falcons, lots of offensive rebounds for them.
Chevrant with another three-point attempt. This one hits the side of the backboard, picked up by Attica. Moore in the front court to Plumer. Plumer penetrates, drops it off to Rice. Rice for three. It's an air ball. Good block out by Dowers. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Falcon basketball. I think they have a tendency at times to shoot the ball too quick. And down by nine late in the half, I think I want somehow to see if McDaniels can't touch the ball at least one time in every possession down the floor unless I'm in a break.
Well, you just saw what they were able to do. They executed an offensive set. McDaniel catches the ball in the high post, sees the high low, and then you come down and shoot a three on one pass the next possession.
Chevron out front to Crowder. McKenzie will back it out in between the circles. Gives it up to Sierra on the far wing. From the weak side, Balding breaks to the high post, gets the basketball. Riley's pass inside, deflected. Good hustle by Avis. She gets on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. It does save a possession, however. It'll be Falcon basketball. Down to 52 seconds here in our opening half. I'd like to thank Ames Title and Closing in Rockville, Brazil, and Terre Haute. And Hawkins Car Wash behind Fifth Third Bank in Rockville. Well, we can hear, I believe, the coaching staff calling for one shot. You think you would be able to against this zone? Once again, Balding has done a very good job of penetrating inside of the zone, breaking it down, finding people open on the perimeter. It's been a much better shooting night for the Falcons. Fox at 15. Bowers has the basketball, works to her right. Coach Switzer's going to call a timeout at 12.1. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. We'll be right back to North Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
What is your propane gas company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan Overpeck with Overpeck Gas Company. The Overpeck Gas Company has doubled its propane storage in the last year. We want to be sure that when shortages happen, that you, the customer, have uninterrupted propane deliveries. Geopolitical changes are happening, but we are committed to be a responsible energy provider. It's just one way Overpeck Gas Company keeps you, the customer, our focus for now and in the future. Call us today, 765-765-765. 597-2201 or visit our website, overpeckgas.com.
Welcome back. Lady Falcons with the basketball, 12.1 on the clock. We have a foul out front. Foul will be on Howard. If the scoreboard's right, Steven, that's going to be number 7. The 1-1 situation.
So, yeah, obvious reasons. That's a big, big call. Fouls up top. Going to get more points on the board for the Falcons.
Kinsey connects on the first free throw. She'll get the second. It's on the way. It's also good. Leads at 11, 26-15. Last shot of the half should come from Attica. Plumer in the corner. And I say that, but not executed very well. Once again, I don't understand where the ball ends up, but it works out well for the Falcons. They lead by 11 at halftime, 26-15. We invite you to stay tuned to our Clark Chevrolet Diverter Funeral Home Show. We'll be right back to North Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
This is Ryan Luce, your local State Farm agent. On the court, all-stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, or off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even all-stars need an assist. Call me, Ryan Luce, for help combining your home and auto and enjoy the savings at 765-832-2221 or visit us on the web at luceismyagent.com. Enjoy the game.
The Super Party Deals are waiting for you this week at your Hometown Proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Save on Tyson Anytizers or Boneless Chicken, Baby Back Ribs, Lay's Chips, Lean Ground Chuck, Kraft Cheeses, Sour Cream, DiGiorno Pizza, and a whole lot more can make super get-togethers, all from your local IGA.
We're Hometown Proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
That kind of surprises me.
Yeah, no kidding. Folks, to our Clark Chevrolet Diverter Funeral Home Halftime Show. One of the things Steven and I always do in between commercial breaks is we're beating the wire for any scores that we can come up with. And was IU ahead by 2, 56-54?
IU up by 2 over Michigan State.
All right, go Hoosiers. Desperate need of a win. If you're a Hoosier fan, if you're a Falcon fan, you're in good shape here at halftime, 26-15. It's been a very good first half on both ends of the floor. I like the offensive execution in particular, Steven, the approach that the Falcons, the way that they have attacked the zone of Attica. Not really sure why Attica came out of their 3-2 zone. I thought it was more effective than the 2-3. Once Attica goes to that 2-3 zone, Balding, Dowers, Crowder, no problem at all getting inside of that defense, drawing double teams, kicking the ball, and much better shooting night on the perimeter by the Falcons has led to this 26-15 lead. Now, granted, the Falcons did jump out to a 9-0 lead, and I think it was about that point that we saw Attica make their change, but I'm not sure defensively that I feel like they're as good in the 2-3 as they are in the 3-2.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the overall quality here that we've seen from North Vermillion has been top-notch. Obviously, when you make shots, it does really help things. It makes the offense just run so much more smoothly. And they're doing that here tonight, but their shots have been great. There hasn't been a shot that I can recall here in the first half that we would say that's a questionable shot in a possession. They're moving the basketball. Everybody's being a part of the offense. It's just really been a whole lot of fun to watch. But I agree with you. I think that the defense from Attica certainly has been suspect at times. And for two players that are under the basket at 6-1, just so many offensive rebounds coming for North Vermillion. Right now they are certainly the more energetic, the more aggressive team here in this game.
And defensively they played a box in one, a diamond in one, whatever you want to call it. And the one thing that that it's done that I like. If McDaniels has got the basketball, the majority of her possessions have been on the other end of the court where she has rebounded the basketball, come up with a steal, then brought the ball up the floor. She's really not got very many touches in the half court. If she gets it anywhere within 5 to 8 feet of the basket, she's extremely dangerous. And we've seen her not only knock down a shot, but we've seen her do a good job of drawing a double and triple team and able to have good enough vision to find somebody open on the backside of the basket. And she ended up with an assist. But I just think if you're the Falcons, the longer, the more times you can keep the ball out of McDaniels' hands, that just increases your chances of winning the ball game.
And Coach Switzer, if you say at halftime Naomi McDaniel will have 2 points and you're going to have an 11-point lead, I think he would take that anytime.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick break on Iran Construction. Fountain Trust, Clark Chevrolet, DeVerter Funeral Home Halftime Show. When we come back, we will take a look at statistics. We'll still continue to try to track down some scores and give you what we have. We'll also kind of fill you in on what will happen. We have pretty high hopes that the Falcons are going to win this, and we'll be traveling next week to Tipton High School, so we'll fill you on that as well. So we'll be right back to North Vermillion. Our Clark Chevrolet DeVerter Funeral Home Halftime Show on 104.9 WAXI.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for more than 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Make sure you visit their new showroom in Clinton near the intersection of 163 and 63 across from Hardee's. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnick's today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
Welcome back to North Vermillion High School. Falcons have returned to the floor after their discussions in the locker room. We still await the Attica Red Ramblers. I'm sure a lot more adjustments being made by that coaching staff based on the fact that they find themselves down 11, 26, 15. Steven, how about recapping statistics?
All right, so halftime score, North Vermillion 26, Ramblers 15 for Attica. They're led right now by Charlie Moore. She's got 5 points. She knocked down a three-point shot and then got a two-point basket a little bit later on. And really, it was kind of a little bit of a spark, a drive for Attica at that point to begin the second quarter. But the Falcons answer well, extend that lead back out. CeCe Rice, she's got 4 points to go along with three rebounds. Naomi McDaniel, just 2 points for her. Carissa Plumer with 2 points as well. And Sadie Swift will round out the scoring for Attica. She's got 2 points. Right now as a team, the Ramblers are 7 of 20. That's 35% field goal shooting. Behind the three-point line, just 1 of 8. And in this ball game, they have yet to attempt a free throw. 0 for 0. Obviously, that's 0%. Rebounds, they've got 12. 4 of those coming on the offensive side of the ball. 8 turnovers for Attica here in half number 1. For North Vermillion, they are led right now by Peyton Crowder. She's got 9 points. Riley Dowers, 5 points to go along with 4 rebounds. Sarah Chevrant has 5 points as well. Jade Norris with 3. Kari Balding and Ashton Steinbrenner with 2 apiece. As a team, North Vermillion shooting 8 of 20 for 40%. From behind the three-point line, they are 2 of 8. That's 25%. And 8 of 10, 80% as a team from the free throw line. They have 14 rebounds. As a team, 5 of those coming on the offensive side of the ball, and 3 turnovers for them. So shooting at a very high percentage, you're not allowing your opponent to get to the free throw line. You're taking care of the basketball, not turning it over. All a great formula for a successful first half for North Vermillion.
Thank you, Steven. Let's take a look at our Future X Industries scoreboard. Once again, there are some sectional sites that have two games tonight. They'll play their championship game on Monday. That is the case of Southmont. Game one goes to Lebanon over Crawfordsville, 66-53. Game two, if it has not started, it'll be getting close between North Montgomery and Benton Central. In the third quarter, it was Vincennes Lincoln, 8 better than Princeton, 32-24. At Lafayette Central Catholic, game one tonight goes to LCC, 61-39 over Delphi. Game two will be played between Seager and Clinton Prairie. Those two teams played just a couple of weeks ago. It was a 32-31 score. At Southern Wells, Daleville, 62-32 over Liberty Christian. The winner at Southern Wells will go to Tipton as well next week. Daleville, the only team with a winning record in that sectional. At North Knox, South Knox leads Linton 28-23 at ball game in the fourth quarter. A little bit of a surprise there. The winner of this sectional most likely is going to play Blue River, who will come out of the Randolph Southern sectional. They win tonight 55-15 over Seton Catholic. At halftime, North Central and Bloomfield tied at 22. And Vincennes Reveille leads Lagodi 15-2. That game is at halftime. That wraps up our Clark Chevrolet, the Werder Funeral Home halftime show. We're going to keep it here, folks. I talked a little bit too long. We are just about set for the start of second half play. It will be Attica basketball. Lady Ramblers trail by 11, 26-15. It'll be McDaniel, Moore, Rice, Howard, and Plumer. For North Vermillion, it'll be Martin, Dower, Chevrot, Crowder, and Baldwin. So all 10 players that started the game will begin on the floor here in the second half. Plumer fires a three. Her shot good. Cuts a lead to 8 at 26-18. Attica goes back to the 3-2 zone. Crowder on the far side, dribbles out, gives it up to Baldy.
I think they listened to you a little bit, Jim. Back to the 3-2 zone, realizing it probably was the better defense.
Falcons in no hurry. Bowers out front, picks a dribble up, gives it up to Baldy. Martin with the ball in the post, tries to pass backside, her pass picked off. Attica in transition. Dowers takes the ball away. Good vision up the floor. Crowder with the basketball. Back to Dowers. Riley shot good. Good ball movement by the Falcons. Falcon leads at 10, 28-18. Ball comes near side to Plumer. Skip pass to Rice. In the post, McDaniels comes and gets the basketball. Daniels shot good. I don't think that passed.
I don't think so either.
But she went to get it. And then she hits the jump shot. Well, that just proves the one who stands and waits on the ball versus the one who goes gets it wins out.
Yeah, you're exactly right. She wanted that ball for sure.
I believe that was Howard in the post that was waiting on the ball to get to her. But a heads-up play by McDaniels cuts the lead to 8. Falcons once again very patient. In no hurry against this 3-2 zone. I'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore. Your hometown proud IJ stores in Rockville and Clinton. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10, WTHI, coverage you can count on. And Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville. Devront in the corner, fires a three-pointer. It won't go. Martin with the offensive rebound. Her pass out front, going to be picked off by Rice. Rice's pass, however, picked off by Martin. Martin gives it up to Dowers. Not sure she realizes McDaniel's coming behind her. She doesn't. She tips the ball away. Attica with a three-on-one break. Plumer around the defense for the easy one. We have a ball game, folks. It's down to 6 at 28-22. looking for my sheet. And it's another turnover for the Falcons. Bloomer in transition, gets it deep. She makes the shot. She's fouled. She'll head to the free throw line. Falcons with three turnovers in the first half, Stephen. Have at least four, 3 minutes into quarter number three.
Well, the cliche, defense wins championships, certainly rings true. When you allow a team back into the ball game, just from strong defense and turnovers, Falcons really got to get things cleaned up. Good timeout here by Coach Switzer.
North Vermillion 28, Attica 24. We'll take a 60-second break and be right back to North Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
Todd Diverter at Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga is committed to the highest standards of service excellence. You talk about many things with your loved ones, from day-to-day details to big events. Sharing stories with those who matter most isn't just important today. It will be especially significant when it's time to honor and commemorate your lives. Go to DiverterFuneralHome.com, watch the video, and download a free brochure and have the talk of a lifetime today. It can make the difference of a lifetime. Diverter Funeral Home, plan ahead. We'll take the first step with you.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Welcome back as we've resumed live action. Bloomer good on the free throw. We have a one-possession ball game. Falcons led by 11 at halftime. They've been outscored 10-2 in the first 3 minutes and 10 seconds here in the second half. We talk about it often, the importance of the first 3 or 4 minutes of the second half, and Attica has played very well, the best basketball they've played all night long. Crowder with the three. And boy, was that needed. Lead back to six at 31-25. That gets McKenzie in double digits. He leads all scorers in the ball game. Rice, skip pass to Howard. Howard gives it up to Moore. Back to Howard. Puts up a tough shot. Steinbrenner in pretty good position. Looked like she was up and down, but they'll say she got a piece of the arm. That'll send Howard to the free throw line. I'd like to thank the Fountain Trust Company, 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center in the Rockville IGA, Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton. Howard connects on the first free throw. Also like to thank Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton. Howard's second free throw on the way. It rolls off the rim. Rebound Dowers. Riley on the move. Up the floor. Crowder with a good catch. Gives it up to Balding. Balding for three. Her shot won't go. Rebound Attica. Moore with the basketball. Clears the timeline. Gives it up to Howard on the backside. Rice will fire a three. Her shot off the heel of the rim. But Howard with the rebound. Put back, no good. Good effort by Howard. And she works hard to get her second offensive rebound. She does come up with it, but she's tied up, and it will be Falcon basketball.
Yeah, she's done a terrific job here early. She may be a little undersized for a big inside, but she's done really, really well. Rebounds and obviously getting that last trip to the free throw line.
Riley with the basketball, spin dribble, jumper on the way. She's fouled on the side by Rice. Five of six at the charity stripe for Riley in the first half. First shot on the way, it's good. I'd like to thank Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville, and Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. Leads at 6, 32-26 for the Falcons. Riley connects on the second free throw as well, leads at 7. 3 minutes, 20 seconds to go in our third quarter. Moore with the ball out front, shot fake, works around the defense, gives it up to Rice. Rice's jumper in the lane, rattles in and out. McDaniels with the rebound, her put back, good. She gets the ball that deep, Stephen. Falcons just don't have the size to defend her that close to the basket. Crowder near the 10-second line to Dowers. On the baseline, Steinbrenner. Steinbrenner's pass poked away, picked up by Howard. There's going to be a foul in the backcourt on Chevrant. Nope, it'll be on Steinbrenner. That'll be her second. Third on the team here in the quarter.
That's definitely a possession where you just want to get back on defense. Don't want to foul that far away.
Well, Attica's going to use a Valley Pro Construction timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. We will as well. Falcons lead 33-28 from North Vermillion at 104.9 at WAXI.
Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com. Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com.
This is Ryan Luce, your local State Farm agent. On the court, all-stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, or off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even all-stars need an assist. Call me, Ryan Luce, for help combining your home and auto and enjoy the savings at 765-832-2221 or visit us on the web at luceismyagent.com. Enjoy the game.
We went back to live action before we got back here. Bloomer hits a basket. She connects on the free throw. The closest Attica has been. It's a two-point ball game. Falcons lead 33-31. The 11-point halftime advantage all but erased in the first 6 minutes of the third quarter. Crowder with the basketball, near side Baldy. Back to Crowder. Not sure, you know, if you're just trying to have a long possession, Stephen, if you're really trying to attack this zone. Baseline pass, Dower to Chevron. Sierra's shot rolls off the rim. Rebound, Bloomer. Bloomer's taking control here in the third quarter. She's been very good. Gives it up to Rice. Rice for three. It's an air ball. Saved inbounds by Howard. Picked up by Sierra. She has a player up the floor, but can't find her. She's got Bloomer in her face. Good pass in the paint. Steinbrenner's shot won't go. It goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Attica. I'd like to thank Todd DeVerter, DeVerter Funeral Home in Cayuga, and the Walsh Law Offices in Covington and Clinton. Pass comes into Chevron. Gives it up to Dowers. Out front, Baldy. Ball gets reversed to the backside. And it's going to be an illegal screen on Steinbrenner. They had that lob play set up. McDaniel's too active. She didn't fall asleep on the backside of the defense.
Yeah, that's certainly a timing play. You got to make sure those screens are set at the right time. And the pass just wasn't coming. Steinbrenner trying to move to keep the defense out of the way.
McDaniel outside the three-point line. Her pass tipped by Sierra. It goes out of bounds. It'll remain Attica basketball. 26 seconds remain in quarter three. Rice brings it into Howard. She gets it back, works the middle. Her ball pass tip picked up by Steinbrenner. Ashton into the front court to Balding. Balding on the baseline, gets around Howard, pass to Sierra. Her jumper won't go. Rebound Rice. Good defense by Dower. She steps in the passing lane, but she can't control the basketball. It'll be Attica ball out of bounds with 7.7 left in quarter three.
Yeah, defensively be aware here. Don't allow quick penetration.
Pass comes into Plumer. She draws a double team. Moore open at the top of the key. Her shot short at buzzer. We play three. Big quarter by Attica. They cut the 11-point deficit down to two. Falcons lead 33-31. Stay tuned for fourth quarter action on 104.9 WAXI.
Good luck to all the teams in the IHSAA tournament games from Ames Title and Closings, performing equity and title searches for both loan holders and owners and insured closings. In the ever-increasing busy lives of people today, Ames Title and Closings want to offer the opportunity to close a loan at your convenience. With offices in Brazil, Terre Haute, and Rockville, closing your loan anytime, anywhere. Doing after-hours and mobile closings at no extra charge. Ames Title and Closings, wherever you need them.
The Hawkins family and Hawkins Car Wash are proud to support local high school sports. Young athletes learn life lessons as they work with team members to achieve individual and team goals. Doubt is washed away as they polish their abilities and grow to achieve success. Here's to another great season of local high school sports. From Joe and Kathy Hawkins at Hawkins Car Wash behind Fifth Third Bank in Rockville.
Attica basketball to begin fourth quarter play. Falcons with a two-point lead, 33-31. Just joining us, Falcons led by 11 at halftime, but they were outscored 16-7 in the third quarter. Steven, I don't know what jumps out at you, but we talked about the turnover problem. Just three at halftime, six in quarter number three, and have definitely cooled off shooting the basketball. At the end of the first quarter, Falcons shooting 60%. They only have four field goals, four of 17 in the last two quarters.
Well, if you look at Attica, they're the opposite, though. They only are shooting 35% at the half. At the end of quarter number three, that percentage is up to 43.
Attica with a three-point shot. It won't go. McDaniel with the rebound. She's going to be called for over the back. I guess I can understand being a little bit upset. She's 6'1". Looked to me like she went up, although she was blocked out well. Falcons with the basketball. Crowder works back to the middle of the floor to Dowers. Crowder fires a three. Her shot good. She's hit some big ones tonight when the Falcons needed them most. This was one of those times. Leads back to 5, 36-31. And Attica's going to be called for carrying the basketball. Actually, an unforced turnover. I thought she was doing it earlier.
Well, if the crowd had checked out at any point in that first half with a big Falcon lead, they're certainly back into it now. And I just think if you're going to initiate an offense, it needs to be in Plumer or McDaniel's hands.
Nice extra pass. Chevron for three. Her shot good in the corner. Crowder with the assist. Perfect example of drawing the defense, giving the ball up for a better shot. Falcons with two straight three-point field goals. They lead by 8, 39-31. Bloomer on the move. Pulls up from 10. Her shot short. Good rebound. Put back by Swift is good. She'll go to the free throw line.
As performances like that, you just need a little bit more consistently at points. We've seen Attica not aggressively going after those rebounds, but when they have, it's been effective.
Free throw on the way. It's good by Swift. In a five-point game, 39-34. We'd like to thank Overpeck Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington, Ryan Luce, your local State Farm Insurance in Clinton, BJ Electronics, your Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville. 39-34, 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Bowers at the key area, gives it up to Balding. Balding penetrates to Crowder. Crowder fires a three. Her shot off the mark. Rebound McDaniel. Attica has numbers. Good step through by McDaniel. She not only gets the basket, she draws the contact. So about 15 seconds ago was an 8-point lead. It's down to three. Could be two. Back-to-back three-point plays converted by Attica.
Well, Jim, that's just an absolutely sick move from a high school basketball player. As you said, a little Euro step through. Gets a finish at the rim with contact.
39-37, Falcons with the lead. Dowers with the shot. She hits a big one. Steinbrenner with the assist. Riley found a void in the zone defense. Crowder steals the ball from Moore. McKenzie's going to get a layup. Her shot good. Falcons with four straight. It's a Valley Pro Construction timeout called by Attica. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. We'll be right back. Falcons by 6, 43-37 on 104.9 WAXI.
Every team knows that the two-point play can be a winning move. That's why State Farm agent Kathy Preston and her team are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. It's just another way we're here to help life go right. Call State Farm agent Kathy Preston at 569-6651 today.
I'm Greg Harbison, your Clinton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are their investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WAXI. Call 832-3644 or stop by my office in Clinton for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Benton Central 20. Welcome back to North for Maine. Attica with the basketball. They trail by 6, 43-37. A little over 5 minutes to go in our final quarter. Bloomer to Howard. Pass on the backside to Rice. Picked up by McDaniel. Finds Howard inside. Shot won't go. Swift with the rebound. Puts a tough shot up. It goes out of bounds. It'll remain Attica basketball.
Well, Coach Sprague has to be asking himself, what do we have to do to close this gap to within three? They've gotten to that point multiple times, but Falcons have an answer each and every time.
Bloomer with the out-of-bounds pass. She pulls up for the shot. It won't go. Gets a rebound. Put back. No good. She was fouled by Dowers. That's going to send Bloomer to the free throw line. I'd like to thank Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, internet and phone in Bloomingdale, Rockville, and Tacoma areas. Future X Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute. And at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga. Bloomer connects on the first free throw. Finally gets the feet set. Let's the shot go. It's too hard, but over everybody. McDaniels with the rebound. Put back in and out. Dowers with the rebound. She's fouled by Howard. can tell you how impressed I am at what McDaniels is able to do at 6'1", Stephen. Handle the basketball. She can shoot the basketball. She can play at another level from an elevation standpoint than the girls that we typically see at the single A level. Falcons with the basketball. They lead by 5, 43-38. Chevrant works back to the middle of the floor, gives it up to Crowder. McKenzie works against Rice. It's now Balding's turn. She draws the contact from McDaniel. That'll be only the fourth on Attica. The third on McDaniel.
And for the first time, we see McDaniel coming out of the post, defending a little bit on the perimeter.
Falcons get the ball in with no problem. Bowers fouled on the floor. Foul is on Swift. Shot by Riley's good. Riley will head to the free throw line. That's what happens when you play defense with the hands, Stephen. That was you got to slide those feet over, put yourself in position to shut off the dribble.
Absolutely. Reach in, try to take the basketball instead of using your body. Get a foul call across the arm. Dowers, opportunity for the and one.
Free throws off the heel of the rim. Bloomer in transition, pulls up from 15. Her shot won't go. Rebound Dowers. I believe that's foul number four on McDaniel. Obviously, you might want to think about going right at her. But I think if you're going to go at her offensively, you've got to create the contact. If there's space, she's hard to get shots over. Falcons are going to maybe take a little air out of the basketball. It's a five-out set. Riley with the dribble to Crowder. Gives it up to Sierra. Sierra will dribble it out front. It's now Balding's turn. She drives, puts the shot up. It won't go. And I believe the foul is going to be on Balding. That will be foul number 9. So that will send Plumer to the free throw line for a 1-1.
Well, this is where North Vermillion, we've seen them become so dangerous. They start spreading it out, and you have to come out and try to defend them out on the perimeter. They can very easily get around you and drive. But at this point, you have no choice if you're Attica.
Moore will return to the Attica lineup. I'd like to thank Kathy Preston, State Farm Insurance in Rockville, here to help. And Edward Jones, financial consultant, Greg Harbison in Clinton. It'll be a 1-1 for the last time in the ball game. Bloomer's shot good. Cuts the lead to 6 at 45-39. I'd like to thank Ames Title and Closing in Rockville, Brazil, and Terre Haute. And Hawkins Car Wash behind 5th Third Bank in Rockville. Foul was on Balding, her third. Bloomer good on the second free throw. It's a 5-point ball game in favor of the Falcons. 3 minutes, 20 seconds to go. Crowder on the far wing. Keeps the dribble alive. Gives it up to Dowers. Dowers around the defense. Cross court pass. Now the ball sent out front to Chevrant. Now here's where I think Attica has a lot of trouble, Stephen. If you make good decisions and you're a Falcon, you can really break this defense down or hold the ball for an extremely long period of time. The people they're putting out front just can't hang with the ball handlers and the athletic ability of North Vermillion. Shot in the corner put up by Crowder. It doesn't go. That's going to put Attica in transition. Moore with the shot, no good. McDaniel's rebound, put back, won't go. Second shot, they'll say no.
She's gone.
They're going to call the foul on McDaniel. That's going to be her fifth.
Well, that's the second over the back call that I'm going to have to disagree with. But certainly benefits the Falcons, no doubt, having her off the floor.
Well, I agree with you there, Steven. And I don't even think it's the...
Who do we complain to about the other team getting all the fouls?
I don't know, hon.
So that's going to send the Falcons, I guess, to the line here. We are going to see a timeout come from North Vermillion to kind of sort things out here a little bit. I didn't catch who it was. It was going to be at the free throw line. But 2:30 to go, 5-point lead for the Falcons.
All
McDaniel
right.
off the floor.
We'll send it back to the studio. We'll be right back to North Vermillion on 104.9 at WAXI.
In Park County, for quality, secure local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for more than 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Make sure you visit their new showroom in Clinton near the intersection of 163 and 63 across from Hardee's. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
Should have told her, Jake. Welcome back. It's 45-40. It'll be the Falcons at the free throw line. Ava Martin. It'll be a one-and-one situation. Free throw off the mark. Rebound Swift. Gives it up to Moore. Moore up the floor to Rice. Rice on the baseline. Too far underneath the basket. Shot rebounded by the Falcons. Towers with the basketball. Walks it across the 10-second line, guarded by Rice. We're down to 2 minutes. Continues to dribble the basketball. Needs some help. Gives it up to Balding. Now she gets it back. Foul out front will be on Rice. That will send Riley to the free throw line. That's the third on Rice.
Well, right now, Attica, we're just they're playing good ball pressure. I mean, they're trying to get up, force them to have to dribble, but weak side player, offside or off ball defense right now, not denying. North Vermillion able to move it still.
Riley hits the first free throw. And the second, leads at 7, 47-40. Makes it a three-possession ball game. Moore into the front court, picks her dribble up, gives it up to Plumer. Plumer's jumper on the baseline, she's fouled. That'll send her to the free throw line. Fouls on Balding, that'll be the fourth on Kyrie.
You're going to see a heavy dose, I believe, of 14 offensively here for Attica. You got to be aware here on a make, pick up in the full court.
Free throw rolls off the rim. Norris into the ball game. She'll replace Martin. So Plumer gets a second. Her shot good. Leads down to 6, 47-41. Ball comes in to Dowers. Now Chevron over the 10-second line to Balding. Quick foul by Plumer. Martin returns for the Falcons. Nunley for Attica. So this will be the last one and one. Kyrie good on the first shot. It's on the way. It rolls off the rim. Rebound Attica. Falcons by 7, 48-41. A minute 30 in the ball game. Crowder with the steal out front. Crowder with the layup on the back end. Falcons by 9, 50-41. Now with McDaniel out of the ball game, they just don't have the ball handling. Moore with the shot. It won't go. Rebound. And it's going to be a travel. No qualms with that one. Crowder and Dowers both hustling after the loose ball.
Well, North Vermillion does a very good job so far keeping it out of Plumer's hands. I say that. She catches it on the inbounds.
Drop-off pass inside to Nunley. She's fouled by Dowers. That'll send Nunley to the free throw line. Quite honestly, I don't have a problem with that foul, Steven. Force her to score from the free throw line. Don't give her the easy one under the basket. That's the second foul on Dowers. Free throw off the mark. Offensive and defensive substitutions for Coach Switzer. Offensively, it's Norris. Defensively, it's Martin. Nunley can't make either free throw. Rebound Dowers. Riley over the 10-second line to Crowder. Well, she should have taken the ball back out. She tried to pass it under the basket. It's almost picked off. It does go out of bounds, however. It'll remain Falcon basketball. Norris to Dowers, and Plumer takes the ball away from Riley. Riley, pass inside to Swift. Swift, good on the shot. Leads at 7, 50-43. Ball's in the hands of Riley in the backcourt. Clears the timeline to Crowder. McKenzie will dribble out to the 10-second line. Hands it off to Baldy. Going to be Rice with the foul at 24.7. That'll send Balding to the free throw line. That is the 10th, so it'll be a double bonus situation.
Yeah, just situation awareness there, not real good for Attica. A lot of time off the clock. Pretty comfortable 7-point lead at this point with 24 seconds to go. But if you want to extend this lead, give yourself a chance. You got a foul earlier on in that possession.
Kyrie good on the first free throw. Leads up to 8, 51-43. Second free throw short. Balding comes across the free throw line too early. It'll be Attica basketball. Inbound pass to Moore. Her pass picked off by Dowers. Riley's quickly fouled by Rice. Clock down to 18.8. Howard's going to replace Plumer. What a career that young lady's had, Steve. And it's been a joy watching her and McDaniels play basketball.
So five fouls called on CeCe Rice. Going to bring in Maggie Marshall. Only two seniors on the roster, Plumer and McDaniel for Attica, but as you say, both terrific careers for those young ladies.
It's going to be a completely different team for Attica next year, obviously without those two. Riley connects on the first free throw. Second is also good. Leads at double digits, sits at 10, 53-43. Moore on the baseline, shot won't go. Marshall with the putback, no good. Going to be a jump ball inside. Possession will go to the Falcons. Ball comes inbounds. I don't see a foul coming now. Falcons can dribble it out. Falcons, sectional 53 champions in 2019. Their first sectional championship since 2016. We've gone final 53-43. We invite you to stay tuned to our Fountain Trust postgame show. We'll be right back to North Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnix today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnix Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnix Chevrolet Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
That was a great game. Congratulations to both teams. Time now for the high school basketball postgame show, where we'll go over final stats and game highlights. You're listening to high school basketball coverage on 104.9 WAXI and streaming at TrueOldiesWAXI.com.
Welcome back to North Vermillion. Sectional 53 goes to the North Vermillion Falcons, 53-43 over Attica. And by no means was it easy, Stephen. It appeared that it was going to be early as the Falcons raced out to a 9-0 lead, led by 11 at halftime, 26-15, but evaporated in the third quarter. Final score, really not an indication of how close this basketball game was and how hotly contested it was between two very good basketball teams. But the Falcons prevail. They will advance to the Tipton Regional next week. We will not know their opponent until until Monday as a championship game of that regional. Will be decided on Monday. I'm going to pull some information out that I have that will provide what we need. We do know that the Falcons will play in game one. It will be a 10 o'clock tip-off from Tipton High School. We anticipate that their opponent is going to be Blue River Valley, currently the 16th ranked team in single A basketball. 18-6 on the year. We'll get to that here in just a short time, Stephen. But what a ball game. A good one for you and I to call. Congratulations to the Falcons. And clearly no fight in Attica. Nothing to be ashamed of. Competed at a very high level. Just got off to a slow start and comeback attempt comes up a little bit short. And I think about 2 minutes and 30 seconds when McDaniels goes out of the ball game. I think it's pretty obvious to us at that point that it's going to be extremely difficult to overcome the deficit they were in. But they kept fighting to the end. But Falcons 24-2. We'll move on to regional play next week.
And we said that, getting a sectional title was certainly going to be the icing on the cake for this team. It doesn't matter what a record shows. If you don't get that sectional and have a chance to compete later on into the state tournament, you really can't call this a season much of a success. But they've accomplished that goal. Check it off the list. Another tremendous feather in the cap for Coach Switcher in this group. Very well deserving. I think, just throughout the season, what we were able to see and the amount of talent that this team has. Certainly one of the better teams in the WRC. Undoubtedly a sectional favorite coming into the week. And And they gave us a treat. They're a whole lot of fun to watch, and they're going to represent this sectional very, very well come Tipton next week.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get a word with Coach Switzer. We will also review what we anticipate next week. And got a lot to cover here on our Fountain Trust postgame show. We'll be right back to North Vermillion on 104.9 at WAXI.
Hi, this is Doug Weiss, Hyde of the Fountain Trust Company. You have savings goals. The Fountain Trust Company has savings solutions. Whether you're saving for a down payment on your first house, a new car, or your dream vacation, Dream Fund is the perfect savings solution to help you make your dream a reality. With a competitive rate and just $200 to open, Dream Fund is designed to help you reach your savings goal. Stop by your local Fountain Trust Banking Center to learn more about the Dream Fund. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The Super Party Deals are waiting for you this week at your Hometown Proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Save on Tyson Anytizers or boneless chicken, baby back ribs, Lay's chips, lean ground chuck, Kraft cheeses, sour cream, DiGiorno pizza, and a whole lot more can make super get-togethers, all from your local IGA.
We're Hometown Proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
Welcome back to North Vermillion High School. Flurry of activity down on the floor. Obviously a lot of pictures, a lot of celebrating as they prepare to cut down the nets. Steven, how about the all-tournament team?
All right, so top vote getters, first team all-tournament from Attica, Naomi McDaniel. From North Vermillion, Riley Dowers. Carissa Plumer from Attica as well. Kari Balding from North Vermillion and Taylor Duggar from Park Heritage. Second team, next five on the all-sectional team from North Vermillion, Mackenzie Crowder. From Riverton Park, Grace Farr. Park Heritage, Kylan McMullen. Also from Riverton, Mackenzie Sherman. And lastly, from North Vermillion, Sierra Chevron.
Thank you, Stephen. Let's take a look at what we expect next week as WXI will travel with the Falcons to Tipton High School. Game one will be played North Vermillion. We'll play, we anticipate, Blue River, but you never know. Blue River wins tonight. Game two will be played Try at Randolph Southern. Blue River will play the winner of that game on Monday, and then the winner of that one will play North Vermillion at 10 o'clock. Your 11:30 game will be the winner of Northfield and Southwood, and then at Southern Wells, Daleville, Cowan. Daleville already advanced, so Daleville, as I mentioned, the only team with a winning record in that sectional. Well, Coach, congratulations.
Thanks, Jim.
Doesn't get any better than that.
No.
And we talked about it in the pregame. You've accomplished so much during the course of this year, and you anticipated a better year, and, of course, getting Riley to transfer in didn't hurt too much.
That didn't hurt me at all,
no,
really. You know.
No, so maybe the process sped up a little bit quicker than what you thought. Have accomplished so much, and you know, we talked about it last night. You get to tournament time, mm-hmm. It's what you play for,
right?
You know, you win the banks, you win the conference, but you would give those up to win a sectional.
Absolutely.
And you accomplished that now, 24-2.
Yeah.
How's it feel?
It's been a great year. It's been amazing. You know, it's even hard for me to imagine that we would have won that many games, but you know, I pushed the girls from day one, and this has really been a 3-year evolvement. You know, we started out with 9-12, went 12-13 last year. Attica knocked us out of the sectional the last 2 years, so we were hoping to get to this game so we could meet them again, and it's always a good game with them. They're tough, and we told them there were going to be runs, and we just had to be the one that had to run at the end. So it happened for us this year, and I'm proud of the girls for hanging in there. They did a good job.
You're on cruise control early, played well, got off to a nice start, 9-0 run, and led by 11 at halftime, and I know we felt pretty good about, you know, being ahead by 11, but obviously Attica, you know, doesn't accomplish the things that they do, you know, without being a quality basketball team. They regrouped at halftime and had an outstanding third quarter.
They did.
But as you said, you expect those type of runs from good teams. You weathered a storm. You made the run at the end and won the ball game.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is getting them to understand that it is going to be a run, and if you can just fight through it and hold that down to maybe under a 10-point run, then you got to go back. It'll be our turn. And they did a good job. They didn't get nervous. They didn't fall apart. They just kept digging and digging, and they ended up on top. So
yeah, I think one of the characteristics of this basketball team has been the balance. It's been the fact that you have had multiple kids step up at different times. And, you know, there were three or four things that happened during the course of the game. Mackenzie Crowder hit two or three big buckets for you.
Yeah.
And Sierra, we were concerned when she goes to the bench, but she comes right back in. And off the bench, her first touch knocks down a three, then another two-point field goal.
Yeah.
And you just get contributions from a lot of area with this.
Yeah, we do. And I think that's what makes us so hard to guard is that, you know, even Riley in the last couple of games, she hasn't scored as much, but she is such a playmaker on the floor. She makes everybody else step up. And Sierra had been having some confidence troubles with her shot, but we shoot every day, and we shoot the same things, and we work on technique. And she just had to get that back. And when she had that good game a couple games ago, she's just carried that on. And I said, what a time to get confidence back.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Well, Coach, play at 10 o'clock. Have a pretty good feeling it's probably going to be Blue River, but the good news is you're going to get to go on the road Monday night and scout that basketball team. Whoever their opponent is, we will definitely be traveling with you. We look forward to covering the Falcons next Saturday at Tipton High School.
Okay.
All right, good
Thanks,
luck.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right, let's take another commercial break. When we come back, we have some post-game awards. We have some statistics to cover. We'll update our future ex-school board. We'll be right back to North Vermillion High School on 104.9 WAXI.
This shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969. Futurex Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. Futurex is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from Futurex Industries.
What is your propane gas company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan Overpeck with Overpeck Gas Company. The Overpeck Gas Company has doubled its propane storage in the last year. We want to be sure that when shortages happen, that you, the customer, have uninterrupted propane deliveries. Geopolitical changes are happening, but we are committed to be a responsible energy provider. It's just one way Overpeck Gas Company keeps you, the customer, our focus for now and in the future. Call us today, 765-597-2201. Or visit our website, overpeckgas.com.
Welcome back to North Vermillion, our Fountain Trust post-game show. It's now time for statistics in tonight's contest. Stephen, we'll let you cover those.
All right, thank you, Jim. Final score, North Vermillion 53, Attica 43. For the Red Ramblers, leading scorer was Carissa Plumer. Had 17 points, 4 rebounds tonight. Naomi McDaniel had 2 points at half. She finishes with 9. But 7 rebounds in that second half was a really, really big lift for the team. Did her best to get them back into the ballgame. Sadie Swift comes off the bench, has 7 points tonight, 5 points for Charlie Moore. CeCe Rice finishes with 4, Keela Howard with 1 as a team. The Lady Ramblers go 16-39, shooting 41% from the floor. 3-point field goals, they were 2 of 13, so just a little over 15%. And free throws tonight, they were 9 of 14 for 64%. For North Vermillion, they were led in scoring by Mackenzie Crowder. She had 19 points tonight. Riley Dower, 17 points, 7 rebounds. Big night for her. Sierra Chevron with 8 points. Kari Balding finishes with 4. Jade Norris, 3 points tonight. Ashton Steinbrenner with 2. As a team, the Falcons go 16-36 for 44% from the floor. They were 5 of 15 behind the 3-point line. So one-third of their shots, 33% for them there. And then they finished 16 of 21 for 76% as a team. Really, really big night from the free throw line for them, making more free throws than Attica attempted. Big difference in the ballgame. Rebounds as a team, Attica had 26, the Falcons with 22. 17 turnovers for the Lady Ramblers. North Vermillion finishes with just 13.
Thanks, Steven. Great job. See if you can come up with any scores that you can add to that. Let's hand out our 3 post-game awards. Our Player of the Game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Cooling in Clinton, goes to sophomore Mackenzie Crowder. Leads all scorers tonight with 19 points. Hit a couple of really big 3-point field goals when the when the Falcons needed it the most early in the ball game to get them started. And one run in particular, a little bit of a lull by the Falcons offensively. She hits a three-point field goal at the right time. Congratulations, Mackenzie Crowder, your Andrews Heating and Cooling Player of the Game. Your High Energy Player of the Game, sponsored by Park County REMC, Sierra Chevron. 8 points tonight, two rebounds. Been very solid the entire tournament, folks. She has double digits in game one and game two. So she averages right at 10 points per ball game in sectional play. A little bit of a scare in the opening quarter. Went to the bench, set for about 4 or 5 minutes, but comes back on the floor, hits a couple of big shots. She finishes with 8 points. Congratulations, Sierra Chevron. Is your Park County REMC High Energy Player of the Game. And your six-man Spark Plug Player of the Game, sponsored by Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton. Another young lady, a senior, who has been very solid the entire week for Coach Switzer off the bench, Ashton Steinbrenner. Tonight, just 2 points and a single rebound. But as most nights, statistics do not tell the whole story about what that young lady brings to the court when she is on there. Congratulations, Ashton Steinbrenner, your six-man Spark Plug Player of the Game, sponsored by Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton. Well, I will tell you that our next broadcast will be Tuesday night, a makeup game. Fountain Central travels to South Vermillion for a Wabash River Conference matchup. I know we do have a boys game Friday night, had one scheduled for Saturday night, but we will be traveling with the Falcons to Tipton High School on Saturday. We wait to see who their opponent will be. They do play at 10 o'clock in the morning. How are we doing, Steven?
I got a few more to add there, too.
All right, well, let's take a look at our Future X Industry scoreboard. At Southmont, Lebanon beat Crawfordsville in game one, 66-53. Vincennes Lincoln wins their sectional 46-32 over Princeton. In a semifinal game, LCC over Delphi 61-39. A little bit of a surprise. No, not a little bit. A big surprise at North Knox. South Knox upsets Linton 47-36. Daleville 30 better than Liberty Christian 62-32. Daleville, a potential opponent out of the Southern Wells sectional. They will the team most likely to represent at Tipton next week. Blue River 55-15 over Seton Catholic. North Central with a sectional championship. How about the Lady T-Birds? 44-39 over Bloomfield at Bloomfield. That's a huge win. Vincennes Reve 37-20 over Lagodi. IU Michigan State update. IU knocks off Michigan State 79-75, so a much-needed win for the Hoosiers. Also, Northview beats Owen Valley 65-48. Lady Knights win their third girls basketball sectional title in school history. Congratulations to those young ladies. Well, that's going to wrap things up on our Fountain Trust post-game show. We'd like to thank Lee for her work back in the studio. As always, you do a great job, young lady. Appreciate all of our sponsors. We hope to add a few as we head to Tipton High School next week. And appreciate all of those of you that tuned into our broadcast tonight. And if you can't travel with the Falcons next week, hope that you'll join us. We'll come on air at about 9:45, something like that, for 10 o'clock. Tip-off between the North Vermillion Lady Falcons and their opponent to be determined. For Stephen Hartman, Jim Foster, sectional 53. 1A basketball goes to the Lady Falcons. 53-43 over the Attica Lady Ramblers on 104.9 WAXI.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
In Park County, for quality, secure local phone and internet service,
The one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard. With nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs, contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Hi, this is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, we are proud of our local park and Vermillion County schools. Sponsoring high school sports and local radio is just one way for Jackson Family to give back and say thanks to those who have supported this local dealership for over 85 years now. Play your hardest and you will always be a winner. Jackson Family of Dealerships, 765-832-2411 or jacksoncars.com.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We want to reach out to our commercial, industrial, and agricultural members and inform you that we have rebates that include HVAC, lighting, compressed air systems, and variable frequency drives. This program is for retrofit and new construction. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyrmc.com.
You've been listening to the High School Basketball Postgame Show on 104.9 WAXI. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for more great high school basketball all season long right here on 104.9 WAXI, your home for exciting high school sports.